From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading Witness in Heaven by Gilbert Morris, book number 10 in the Appomattox Saga. Now let's begin with Witness in Heaven. Part 1. Dream of a Man. Chapter 1. Memories. As the stars rested in the velvet canopy over the mountains, faint pulses of light from the east began to dilute the cold blackness of the earth, revealing a still figure wrapped in a single blanket. On every side, the narrow valley, surrounded by tall, craggy peaks, turned amber and crimson, the light streaming over the tops of the sentinel-like peaks that glittered like icy diamonds. The shadows from the cliff disappeared as the sun stained the earth gray. As the staccato drumming of a woodpecker broke the silence, Charlie Peace rose from her blanket, throwing it back with a quick gesture, and when she was upright, stamped her feet. Worn buckskin pants were stuffed into knee-high elkskin boots. As she moved to fold up her blanket, the fringe of her soft deerskin hunting shirt swayed gently. Picking up a coonskin cap, she clapped it on her head, then stared around her at the dense stand of fur that covered the mountainside. For a moment she considered cooking a hot breakfast, then murmured, "Ain't no time for that if I intend to get me an elk." She moved to the horse that was staked away from her blanket, patted him on the nose, and asked, "You hungry, sonny?" She laughed when the horse nickered, and she pulled out a pouch of feed, pouring it on the ground. "You wait here, and I'll be a-coming back to get you and haul me and my elk back home." She patted the animal on the shoulder and picked up her knife, a pouch, and her rifle that leaned against the tree. Quickly, she checked the priming, found it dry, then left her camp. As Charlie moved through the trees, her feet making no sound on the thick carpet of needles, her eyes were constantly in motion.